Sandra Abrahams, whom you could call a modern-day purgatory mystic, who had a near-death experience about 56 years ago where she saw heaven, hell, and purgatory, I'll link the full interview at the very end, describes exactly what a soul in purgatory feels the moment that we pray for them. Something absolutely incredible. We're going to talk about that and more in today's video. So we know that when we pray for the souls in purgatory, we help them in some way. We know that, at least in general, that's been the teaching of the church from the very beginning. Even some of the Jews believed that before the coming of Christ, that we would bring them relief with our prayers. But how that relief came wasn't always clear. We knew that through the Mass and through sacramentals and holy water and all these types of things and prayers and sacrifices and penances, that we would help them. One way that we help them is that we shorten the time that they're there, so to speak, paying off their debt so that they're there less time and then they enter into heaven more quickly. So in that sense, you give them relief by making the time in purgatory shorter. Now, we also know, and there's some other cases, that when the Blessed Virgin Mary shows up to purgatory, which she arrives from time to time, and sometimes they see their guardian angels, that they're afforded some type of relief. That's always the word that's used. And sometimes it seems like it's described that the fires stop and like it turns into almost like a mini heaven, and they experience some amount of joy. What that looks like, we don't always know. And we have other examples of beautiful ways that we can help them. But when you listen to what Sandra Abrahams say, it's absolutely incredible. Now, we know that different mystics are shown different things. And so it's like the Gospels, the four Gospels, they all look at one thing from four different angles. So listen to the incredible thing that she has to say.
Sandra, what does it mean when people say, let's offer our suffering for soul in purgatory? What are they actually doing?
It's like, it's not really an indulgence, but it's something that helps that soul. Thank you. Every time you are given, you pray for someone, okay, and you say their name, someone has passed away, do you know they hear that? They hear their name and they know you're praying for them.
Even if they're in purgatory?
Even if they're in purgatory. For that moment, while you're praying for them, all of their pain and the burning that they have within them, because it's a burning within the soul. That's what I was shown. Others are shown fires. I was shown a burning and within the soul, cleansing it. That relieves that for a while. That actually helps their suffering, you know, relieves it. And people don't know that. So I make sure I have my list, a long list. And I remember all these names and I pray for them. When you go to Mass, and when you go to communion, offer your Mass for that person or persons, if you have more than one, and offer communion for them. And that's also helping them and helping move them up. But they know that you're praying for them.
It's through your prayers.
Isn't that incredible that at the mention of their names, for that moment, the moment that you're saying their names, that you have the power through God's mercy that He has given to us to distribute to the living and the dead, that we could literally stop the fires of God's justice and purgatory, that it's as if we put a pause on those fires and they are afforded relief. If we knew how amazing that power was, we would go to our local cemeteries and stay there for hours, knowing that we have more power there than a president or some leader or some CEO or someone that can push a button and destroy countries. That's not power. Prayer is power, and the power to give someone relief in purgatory in this way is unbelievable. But we run into some problems because she doesn't exactly explain how long is that relief. Is it only as long as we're saying the name, only as long as we're praying for them by name in our minds or in our hearts? We don't know, but we can understand through logic that that relief is limited to the amount of time that we are praying for them, either saying their name or praying a rosary in their honor or perhaps a Mass that's being said for them. All of those will last a moment, 15 to 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. So how can we grant them this relief longer? There's even other such things such as blessing the graves with holy water or anywhere with holy water while saying a prayer. But then the holy water stops and it evaporates. So I want to reveal to you, along with what I just shared with you, which is just that is awesome, a powerful way that we can continue this relief without even saying a prayer. Listen to this story. Now, this is coming from the book Get Us Out of Here by Maria Sima. What are the sacramentals and are they important to us and to the poor souls, she's asked. Very much so. We should always use them, and the poor souls love the sacramentals, which are holy water, oil, salt, metals, candles, and so forth. So they love all of them. How do they all help them? It's not always clear, but we know that they do. I know a wonderful and a very interesting story about just that. Listen to this. I knew of a woman who had made the poor souls a promise to light a blessed candle for them every Saturday. On one such Saturday, her husband said, "Oh, stop that. You don't have to do that. It's old-fashioned and the dead are happy." Sound familiar? It's like the modern church, because do they even deserve that name, of not even believing in purgatory. They hardly need that, and I don't care what you promise them. Awful, really. The woman, of course, was saddened, but still wanted to go ahead with it, but without being disobedient to her husband. So listen to this wisdom. So she thought, all right, I'll just stick it in the wood stove where George won't see it. He hasn't lost anything in there. So she went ahead and put it in there, closing the little door that, by the way, had a small window in it. Then she left the house and soon her husband returned. As he was about to throw something away, he glanced over to the stove and, to his surprise, saw some light inside. This puzzled him, and he opened the little door to look inside. To his great astonishment, turning somewhat pale, he not only saw the burning candle, but around it six pairs of perfectly folded hands. He closed the door and waited for his wife to return. When she did, he said, "Why did you put your candle inside the stove? You might as well put it out here on the table." Kind of essentially saying sorry without saying sorry. Sounds familiar? Many of us live like with people like that. So, blessed candles. You can afford relief of the type mentioned by Sandra Abrahams. You could extinguish their fire temporarily by using holy, blessed fire. Fire that extinguishes fire. It grants them relief such that they want to be near it. Imagine as if they're freezing cold, and some of them suffer in cold, some in heat. It all varies in purgatory, and they come to that blessed candle to receive warmth and grace and relief. And you could do this without doing anything. I know at some point in my faith, there was a priest that talked about using candles as a type of prayer, and I thought, candles aren't prayer. They don't do anything. Words are prayer. Praying is prayer. I thought it was just absurd. But I didn't know that. I didn't know that story, that when a candle is blessed and you light it, not only does it probably dispel demons and causes them pain, and it probably gives us some sort of grace that if we could see in the spiritual world, we would see that, but it even has a power to afford relief to the souls in purgatory, eliminating their fire because you're praying for them. So here's what I suggest you do. Have a candle blessed by a priest, and then pray for a particular person, say their name. Saying their name is important. If the name of Jesus is important and the name of the Blessed Mother, so is the name of every person and every soul in purgatory. Say their name and tell Our Lady, "Blessed Mother, I light this candle for maybe groups of people, souls in purgatory that died today, or that died 10 years ago, or that died on this day," something like that. Then you light that candle for that group. And without even doing anything else, you could leave it there as long as it's safe. Please don't catch your house on fire. You can grant them relief. That is power. That is amazing. My friends, help the souls in purgatory in this way. Bring them relief. Now that you know, go and do it. If this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe and like. Support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. And check out the longer interview if you haven't. Absolutely amazing. She's a wonderful person. I'll see you in the next one.